天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们平安，欢迎大家继续收听今天的天路导向节目，我是主持人小环。在上期节目中呢，麦克牧师用十二门徒中的彼得为例子来讨论如何克服心中的恐惧。那小环相信生活中的我们其实跟彼得一样，常常的想要用很多外来的东西来掩饰自己内心的胆怯。那我们应当如何做呢？我们可以预备心，打开圣经，跟着麦克牧师一起来看看神是如何帮助彼得处理他内心的恐惧的吧。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的朋友，你好。
I am praying that these messages have been used by God to bless your life.
我祈祷这个系列节目能够被神所用，赐福给你的生命。
If you have been listening to us systematically, you know that we are in the midst of a series of messages on conquering fear.
如果你持续的收听，你就知道我们正在讨论一个如何克服恐惧的系列专题。
And we left you the last time hanging in mid-air, as it were.
我们上次话说到一半就结束了。
I told you to tune in to this broadcast to hear the rest of the story of how God dealt with Peter's hidden fears.
我邀请你继续收听今天的节目，看看神如何帮助彼得来处理他内心隐藏的恐惧。
When Jesus walked on the water to get to the disciples,
当耶稣走在水面上来到门徒那里，
they became more frightened when they saw him.
当他们看到他时，反而更加害怕。
So the first thing he did was to tell them not to be afraid.
因此他首先告诉他们不要怕。
Peter, who at least had more of an initiative than the others, said to Jesus,
彼得至少比其他门徒更主动些，他对耶稣说，
Lord, if that is you, bid me to walk on the water.
主啊，如果是你，请叫我从水面上走到你那里去。
There are many people who belittle and despise Peter in this passage.
许多人都因这段经文所记载的轻看彼得。
I do not do that.
我倒不会。
I give Peter his due.
我认为彼得有他可夸之处。
While the others sat back and did nothing, he got up and tried to walk on the water.
其他门徒只会呆坐着，手足无措。他站起来，试图从水面上行走。
Please listen to me very carefully.
请仔细听我说。
At the point of your courage and strength,
以你的勇气和力量，
God wants you to confront your fears.
神希望你面对自己的恐惧。
And Jesus commanded Peter to come.
耶稣命令彼得过来。
And he got up out of the boat and began to take some steps.
他就起来，跨出船，走了几步。
Matthew 14:30 says,
马太福音十四章三十节说，
Then he saw the wind and he was afraid.
只因见风甚大，就害怕。
Please listen carefully.
请仔细听我说。
Many people say, Oh, Peter took his eyes off the Lord.
许多人说，哦，彼得不专注仰望神。
But the real key word here is wind.
但这里真正的关键是风。
Why was Peter afraid of the wind?
为什么彼得怕风？
He was walking on water.
他在水上行走。
He should have been afraid of water.
他应该是怕水呀。
The wind was not going to drown him.
风不会淹没他。
The water was going to drown him.
而是海水将会吞噬他。
But he wasn't afraid of the water.
但他不害怕水。
He was afraid of the wind.
他怕风。
Under normal conditions, he should have been afraid of the water and the waves.
一般来说，他应该害怕水和海浪。
Please don't miss this point I'm going to tell you.
请别错过我所要告诉你的这个重点。
The characteristic of the person who drives his or her fears underground is something like this.
将内心恐惧深埋的人，这就是他们的特征。
They strike out on great enterprise.
他们热衷于大事情。
They come up with profound statements.
他们提出意义深远的声明。
They probably take some strong stands.
很可能他们的立场鲜明强硬。
They could walk on water.
他们可以在水面上行走。
But they get tripped by trivialities.
但是他们被一些琐碎小事来妨碍他们。
Why?
为什么呢?
Because they are living in denial of their fears.
因为他们在生活中总是否认自己的恐惧。
Peter, who was out of touch with his own fears, needed to confront his fears.
彼得从来不觉得自己有恐惧，需要好好地面对自己的恐惧。
Not gloss over it.
而不是掩饰它。
Jesus was not going to let him get away without dealing with it and facing it.
在他还没有面对处理自己的恐惧前，耶稣不会放过他的。
How many people are like Peter?
有多少人像彼得呢？
They have great initiative.
他们的主动性很强。
Great intentions.
意志坚定。
Begin well and good.
有好的开始。
But then they get tripped up by some trivialities.
但不久后就被一些琐碎的小事绊倒。
Why?
为什么呢?
Because they never confront their fears.
因为他们从来不正视自己的恐惧。
Now often the consequences are that they stop halfway.
结果总是半途而废。
They never succeed at anything.
他们在任何事情上都没成功过。
They never reach their goals.
他们从来没有达到过目标。
They always settle for second best.
他们总是安于做第二。
They program themselves for failure.
他们总是预期失败。
As a consequence of this characteristic,
这种特性的一个后果就是
Peter feared the wind, not the water.
彼得害怕风而不是水。
And began to sink.
而且他开始往下沉。
Jesus reached over to him and pulled him up.
耶稣伸出手来拉住他。
But then he let him confront his fears by saying,
那是他让彼得面对自己的恐惧，他说
You man of little faith.
你这小信的人呢?
Why did you doubt?
为什么疑惑呢?
Jesus confronted Peter as an individual.
耶稣单独对彼得挑战。
There was a total disappointment, but that was part of the lesson.
虽然是完全的失望，但这正是功课的一部分。
Sometimes I imagine Peter was probably saying to himself,
有时我想彼得很可能对自己说，
Oh, I am not as brave and courageous as I'm trying to appear to be.
哎，我的确不如自己努力表现的那么勇敢呢。
Fear is entrenched deep within me that I am refusing to acknowledge it.
恐惧在我里面根深蒂固，我拒绝承认它。
Please listen to me very carefully because I want to tell you something very important.
请仔细听我说，我要告诉你一些重要的事情。
I have learned and continue to learn.
我已经学过这个功课，不过还在继续学习。
That it is only when I am weak that God is strong.
那就是只有当我软弱的时候，神才会强大。
If I declare that I am strong in this area or that area,
如果我宣称这个或者那个是我的强项，
That is the area I'm going to get tempted in.
那么我就会在这些方面被诱惑受试探。
But when I acknowledge my weaknesses,
可是当我意识到自己的软弱时，
I'm inviting my Heavenly Father to strengthen me on all fronts.
我就请天父从各方面来加强我的力量。
Any strength that I have is not mine.
我所有的力量都不是属于我的。
It is God's strength.
而是神的。
For I have no strength whatsoever.
因为我根本没有力量。
In confronting his fears, Peter had to go through much more devastating experiences than the water and the wind.
在面对恐惧的时候，彼得必须经历比水和风浪更严重的考验。
So that he can be awakened to face his false confidence.
这样他才可以被唤醒，来面对自己虚假的自信。
I am sure he wished he never had to go through these experiences.
我相信他极度不愿意陷入这样的经历中。
It took a crushing experience for Peter to become aware of the depth of his deficiency in faith.
必须经过被破碎的经历，彼得才会知道自己的信心有多么不足。
Let's look at that experience.
我们来看看这次经历。
At the eve of the crucifixion,
在耶稣上十字架的前一天晚上，
Peter was boasting about how he would follow his master even to death.
彼得正在吹嘘自己将会如何跟从他的老师，甚至不惜去死。
Oh, he boasted and he talked big.
哦，他吹牛，口气很大。
Sure, he had learned one lesson on the water.
不错，在水面上他已经学了一门功课。
But he did not learn the full lesson yet.
但他还没有学完呢。
Jesus tried to talk to him, but he was not listening.
耶稣尝试和他谈话，但他听不进去。
Have you known people like that?
你认识一些像他一样的人吗？
You talk to them and you talk to them and you talk to them, but you know they're not listening.
你和他们说话，反复的和他们说，但你知道他们根本就没有在听。
Jesus tried to tell him that he would actually deny him three times.
耶稣设法告诉他，他将三次拒绝承认耶稣。
But Peter was not listening.
但是彼得听不进去。
He had to confront his fears in a painful way.
他必须用一种痛苦的方式来面对自己的恐惧。
Jesus took the disciples from the upper room through the valley of Kidron to the Garden of Gethsemane.
耶稣带着门徒从马可楼经过吉伦谷来到科西马尼园。
There Jesus told them to watch and pray so that they would not fall into temptation.
在那里耶稣告诉他们要警醒祷告，以免入了迷惑。
What do you think the greatest temptation was at that time?
你认为当时最大的试探是什么呢？
Was it stealing?
是偷窃吗？
No.
不是。
Was it killing?
是杀害吗？
No.
不是。
The temptation was fear.
这个试探就是恐惧。
But Peter had not come to that point of admission yet.
但彼得还没有到承认的地步。
Fear was far from his mind.
他压根儿没想过自己会恐惧。
So he and the others went to sleep.
因此他与其他人都睡觉了。
Therefore, Peter entered into the events of Good Friday totally unprepared.
所以彼得毫无准备地进入了耶稣受难的事件。
There are so many of us who refuse to be spiritually prepared for temptation.
我们很多人都拒绝做好属灵准备，以免陷入试探。
Peter was brave and daring to enter into the very courtyard of his enemy where his master stood trial.
彼得很勇敢，敢于进入主被敌人审判的院子。
But he wasn't brave enough to see it through.
但是他没有足够的勇气留守到最后。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because human bravery is elementary at best.
因为人的勇气最多只是初步的。
Human bravery will take you the first step and maybe the second step, but that's where it leaves you.
人的勇气将带你走第一步，或许可以走到第二步，但也就到此为止。
Peter's hidden fears took over.
隐藏在彼得内心的恐惧开始浮现。
And halfway through, he stumbled.
才走到一半，彼得跌倒了。
Refusing to acknowledge your fear will cause you to buckle under trivialities.
拒绝承认你的恐惧，琐碎的小事就能使你屈服。
Notice in the situation with Peter here.
请注意彼得当时的处境。
It wasn't the threat of the vicious high priest.
并不是凶狠的大祭司在威胁他。
It wasn't the sword of the Roman soldiers that tripped Peter.
也不是罗马卫兵的刀剑使彼得跌倒。
But it was the lowly slave girl that caused him to stumble.
而是那个卑微的使女使彼得失败。
Just like it wasn't the water and the waves that finally undid Peter, but the wind.
就像上次，最终不是水和海浪吓住了彼得，而是风。
The same way here, the little pink tongue of the little slave girl unleashed a force of fear of hurricane proportion.
同样的，这个小使女的舌头带给彼得飓风般的恐吓威力。
That little tongue brought a total force that was greater than the storm and the wind.
这个小小的舌头带来了远远超过大风大浪的威力。
And it caused Peter to cave in.
导致彼得彻底屈服下来。
So he cursed and swore to affirm his total denial or any knowledge of his beloved master.
结果他发誓赌咒，否认自己认识他所爱的耶稣。
Not once.
不是一次。
Not twice.
不是两次。
But three times.
而是三次。
Read Matthew 26.
请看马太福音二十六章。
Verses 69 to 75.
六十九节到七十五节。
But I don't want to dwell there.
但我不想停在这里。
I want to go on to say thank God that Peter was not a total failure.
我想继续说，感谢主，彼得并没有完全失败。
Because he came to the point in his life after the resurrection when he realized that there is victory in Jesus.
因为他一路走来，在耶稣复活后，他意识到靠着主就可以胜过一切。
There is victory in confronting your fears.
可以胜过恐惧。
There is victory in confessing your fears.
勇于承认自己的恐惧，就可以得胜。
There is victory in repentance.
勇于悔改就可以得胜。
There is victory in cleansing.
战胜罪恶，被洁净就可以得胜。
And there is victory in restoration.
重新被建立起来就可以得胜。
With this crushing defeat, Peter had to identify and confront his fears.
因着这次跌倒失败，彼得才看到并面对了自己的恐惧。
And that is why you see Peter in the book of Acts as a different Peter.
因此在使徒行传里，你看到了一个脱胎换骨的彼得。
Later on after the resurrection in John 21:1-19.
后来主复活后，在约翰福音二十一章一到十九节。
Jesus was preparing food for them on the beach.
耶稣在岸上为他们准备食物。
He singled out Peter.
他单独叫彼得，
Just as he singled out Thomas in the upper room,
就像他在马可楼单独叫多马一样。
And on the beach, Jesus confronted Peter and said to him,
在岸边，耶稣面对彼得和他说，
Peter, do you love me more than these?
彼得，你爱我比这些更深吗？
There is a debate on what the word these means.
这里有一个关于这些的争辩。
Does it refer to the disciples or refer to the nets and the fishes and the boats?
是指其他的门徒，或者是指渔网，还是指船上的鱼呢？
But it really doesn't matter, does it?
不过这的确无关紧要，不是吗？
Do you love me more than anything else?
你爱我比任何其他东西都深吗？
Do you love me more than anybody else?
你爱我比任何其他人都深吗？
Do you love me more than anything else in life?
你爱我比生命中任何其他东西都深吗？
Do you really love me, Peter, more than your money?
彼得，你真的爱我比你的钱更深吗？
Do you love me, Peter, more than who you are?
彼得，你爱我比你自己更深吗？
Do you love me, Peter, more than your possessions?
彼得，你爱我比你所拥有的一切更深吗？
Do you love me, Peter, more than your titles?
彼得，你爱我比你的名誉地位 更深吗？
And I hear the Lord to be asking us the same questions.
我听到主正在问我们同样的问题。
Do you love me more than these?
你爱我比这些更深吗？
Ultimately, Peter put his head down and he said, Lord, you know everything.
最后彼得低下头说，主啊，你是无所不知的。
You see, his fears now were out in the open for all to see.
你看，现在他的恐惧显露出来，让每个人都看到了。
That mask that had been covering up his hidden fears, whether it was conscious or unconscious, fell down.
这个掩盖他内心恐惧的面具，无论是有意无意的，都被摘了下来。
After that happened, he could say in Acts 2:36.
这以后，在《使徒行传》二章三十六节，彼得说
：“Let all Israel be assured of this.
以色列全家当确实的知道
，God has made this Jesus, whom you crucified, both Lord and Christ.
你们钉在十字架上的这位耶稣，神已经立他为主，为基督了。”
Let me get personal with you as I bring this message to conclusion.
在节目结束前，让我对你说。
You may be denying your fears.
你可能正在否认你的恐惧。
You may be trying to project a false image.
你可能正在为自己营造一个虚假的形象。
You may be pretending to be someone that you're not.
你可能正在冒充另外一个人。
You can do one of three things.
有三件事你可以做
，But only one will ensure victory.
但只有一件事可以确保你的胜利。
Well, you can continue to repress your fears.
你可以继续压抑你的恐惧。
You can continue to transfer your fears, blaming their causes on this or that or the other thing.
继续推卸你恐惧的原因，怪罪其他的事情。
Or you can confront your fears, confess them, and let Jesus give you the victory.
或者你可以面对你的恐惧，承认它，让耶稣赐给你最终的胜利。
Let us do this as we pray together.
让我们一起来祷告，就这么做吧。
Heavenly Father,
天父
we acknowledge our weakness.
我们知道自己的弱点。
We acknowledge our fears.
我们承认自己的恐惧。
We ask you to take our fears and replace it with faith.
求你拿走我们内心的恐惧，并赐下信心。
That we may boldly proclaim the message of Jesus Christ.
使我们可以勇敢地传扬耶稣基督的福音。
Without fear.
没有恐惧。
With courage.
满有勇气。
And with love.
充满仁爱。
In His name I pray.
奉耶稣之名祷告。
Amen.
阿门。
感谢麦克牧师的提醒，使我们看到了只有承认自己软弱的时候，神才会强大起来，而这个过程就是要破碎我们自己，靠着神重新的被他塑造，成为他的样式。亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，请不要惧怕失败，因为只有失败我们才能够看清楚自己的恐惧，从而愿意改变，活出得胜的生命。好，亲爱的听众朋友们，今天的节目就到这里，愿神大大的祝福你们，我们下次再会。
掌权在全地之上。